From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Anti-government protests in Baghdad exploded into violence Friday afternoon as thousands of demonstrators charged into the international zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Protests are the culmination of weeks of mounting anger against government corruption and inefficiency. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has come to symbolize the face of Iraq's failing government. Some of the protesters broke the security cordon and ran to Abadi's office. Determined to find him, he reportedly wasn't there. Search crews have found human remains along with the personal belongings of passengers from Egypt Air Flight 804. Airbus A320 disappeared into the Mediterranean on Thursday while headed to Cairo from Paris. 66 people were on board. On whether terrorism caused that crash, VOA spoke with security specialist Sajan Gohel of the Asia-Pacific Foundation in London.
If this is a terrorist attack, it is a game changer in terms of how we travel in the future, because it would mean that there was a problem at the Paris end, which would then mean that there's going to have to be reevaluation as to security procedures, and that will have a knock-on effect worldwide.
France's foreign minister Friday rejected widespread comments that terrorism is to blame. U.S. military dismissing a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. Washington suspended all military ties with Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and its annexation of Crimea. This is VOA News.